Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enselin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Welcome to Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable, the unknown, and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth. Or at least try.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Love horror flicks and eerie thrillers? We've got that too, with in-depth reviews, hidden gem recommendations, and a critical eye on the strange side of cinema.
Plus, we sit down with local businesses, paranormal experts, and everyday people with not-so-everyday stories, and even take you on walkthroughs of some of the spookiest spots around.
Whether you're a skeptic, a believer, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
On this episode of Coffee and Cases, we'll be discussing the disappearance of Brian Schaefer. Brian Randall Schaefer was born February 11, 1976, in Pickerington, Ohio, to parents Randy and Renee Schaefer. He also has a younger brother named Derek. He was a med student at OSU, where he also received his undergraduate degree in microbiology. During his second year at med school, his mother unfortunately passed away due to a form of cancer. Everyone says that though he covered it up well, they know her death was very hard on him. Schaefer also had a girlfriend, Alexis Wagner, and they had a trip planned to visit Miami, Florida during their spring break. Their friends suspected he was going to propose to her on this trip. Schaefer really enjoyed tropical locations such as Miami because he liked the relaxed lifestyle that they had, even telling his friends that his real ambition was to start a band and play music like Jimmy Buffett's. On Friday, March 31st, 2006, classes ended and spring break began for students at OSU. That evening, Brian had dinner with his father to celebrate the start of spring break. Later that evening, around 9 p.m., Brian met up with his friend, William Clint Florence, at a bar on High Street in Columbus called the Ugly Tuna Saluna. At 10 p.m., Brian called his girlfriend Alexis, who was visiting her family in Toledo. From there, Brian and Clint went bar hopping, eventually making their way down to the Arena District. Shortly after midnight, they met up with Clint's friend Meredith Reed in the Short North before returning to the Ugly Tuna Saluna. Not long after getting to the bar, Brian separated from the pair to go watch a band play upstairs in the bar, telling his friends that he knew somebody in the band. Brian was last seen on CCTV footage at 1:55 a.m. outside of the bar talking to two young women. Shortly after was last call when Clint and Meredith began looking for Brian, saying they repeatedly called him with no answer. Throughout the weekend, both his father and girlfriend attempted to contact him without any answer from Brian. He missed the flight to Miami with Alexis on Monday morning. It was after this that Brian was officially reported missing. Police began the search for Brian by reviewing security footage, though the only clip they found of Brian was when he was outside the bar at 1:55 a.m. They suspected that he could have changed clothes or put on a hat at the bar, or even taken another route out of the building, and that's why they couldn't find any clips of him. They even checked the footage of the cameras by the service entrance, but still no trace of Brian. They checked with other businesses in the area to review security footage, and continue to not find any leads despite Columbus having the most CCTV in all of Ohio. They continued their search, even bringing in canine units and checking dumpsters. Flyers were posted across the city. Still no useful information was uncovered. Brian's car was still parked outside of his apartment, where nothing was amiss. Police never gained access to search the sewers in the city, though. This is when they began to consider other options, briefly entertaining the idea that the smiley face killer could have been involved, but quickly discarded that. They also thought he might have disappeared to grieve the loss of his mother alone and would eventually return, but unfortunately, this disappearance is permanent. Those who had seen Schaefer that evening were asked to take a polygraph test. His father and Reed both agreed to the test and passed, whereas Florence refused. This isn't as suspicious as you might think because polygraph tests are notoriously inaccurate and unreliable. They can even be used to convict you of a crime if you fail, despite being innocent. And here is our theories. Her first theory is that the Smiley Face Killer was involved. This theory was even briefly entertained by the police. Smiley Face Killer is characterized by a graffiti smiley face being found near bodies, and it is normally young men who have drowned. This MO doesn't fit with this case at all, though, because it would require a body to have been found.
You would have to have the main MO, especially being known as the notorious Smiley Face Killer. You would have to have the smiley face, and that means that you would have most likely recovered the body because the Smiley Face Killer want the crimes to be known.
Yeah.
And wants the body to be found.
Unless maybe like there was an animal that either,
I guess,
dragged the body, or somehow the body was lost by natural causes or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that could be
when
true.
You said that
yeah.
they drowned, so it could have been like if they were washed away or something
maybe
underwater like happened where the body just was not there.
Yeah.
Hi friends. Amy here. Producer and host of The Activity Continues, a podcast where we delve into haunted houses, spooky stories, and things that go bump in the night. Each episode, I'm joined by Megan, who is hilarious, and is also the first one to nope out if anything ghosty happens. We recap episodes of The Dead Files, and we also tell creepy listener stories and talk to real-life ghost hunters and mediums, as well as some Dead Files clients. It's spooky, it's funny, it's occasionally unhinged, but it's always a good time. So, if you're into haunted history, ghost stories, and just the right amount of nonsense, grab your favorite beverage and come hang out with us, where the activity continues.
Some people do think he could have drowned in the Olentangy River in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
There's just, like, not a lot of information about that theory.
Also weird that he wasn't caught on any CCTV, though, after that. Like, even around the river area. Because High Street is not... That's,
not
like, main downtown. Okay, it's not that far.
It's still super creepy. Like, Columbus has so much CCTV, and he wasn't caught anywhere after that last clip.
Yeah, so he must have been staying off the grid, kind of, or something.
It's weird that they said that he was seen with two women, but did it ever say who they were?
I think eventually police did find out who they were, but neither of them were ever asked to take a polygraph test.
That's really weird, because that's my first thought whenever you were saying that, was the fact that those were the last two people seen with him and they didn't pursue that option is really weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
That seems like something happened, like a mistake or something, maybe.
Or like a bribe or some sort of,
or
something sketchy.
The cops could have just straight up overlooked that.
I guess, yeah.
I was like, oh, they're women. They can't do anything.
That's crazy. I hope
women can't kill.
That was the first thing that I thought, was he was last seen with two women. So I'm like, okay, so explore that option.
Exactly.
Because maybe he went home with one of the, like, I don't know.
Could've.
And they jumped him or something.
Yeah
like it could have been a setup.
Yeah, because I know that there's definitely people that will bring men to their house and drug them. And sometimes it will be an overdose. So maybe they...
Or even if it's like a almost like human trafficking or something like that. I know generally women are the
victims
of that. But if it was some sort of like, they do use women to lure a lot of times victims to like some sort of thing like that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, that was my first thing that really like tripped me off when you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Y'all, no one ever really brings up those two women.
Really? Well, hopefully in the comments, someone can tell me something, because now I gotta know.
If you have any tips or tricks.
If you're those women.
No, I'm just
come
kidding.
Forward.
I'm just kidding.
If you're those women.
We just want to talk.
I want to interview you.
We just want to talk.
Allegedly. Just kidding. The other theory about him exiting through the service entrance is crazy. Saying that he could have, like, fallen, you still would have probably seen, or I don't know. You would have smelled it, which is horrible. But, like, if you fell into a hole in a service entrance, I mean, usually that's, like, underground or, like, in a tunnel or something. And unfortunately, if you were to fall and pass away and nature takes hold, like, you would smell, like, the whole tunnel.
Yeah, there'd be a...
And like
obvious,
the construction workers, like they never even noticed anybody entering or exiting the site.
Right.
They never found anyone who was dead or injured in the site.
Mm-hmm,
like, unless he somehow like got gobbled up by a sinkhole in that construction site, it doesn't seem likely.
It is still odd that Clint didn't agree to the polygraph. Like, whether or not a polygraph is an accurate form of truth-telling is to be determined. I mean, usually it's not. It indicates, like, a heart rate
And I think
increase,
people kind of know that, though, too. So, like, even if it was brought up, like, to a jury or something like that, they would take into consideration that that's right. not definitive evidence.
No, yeah.
But usually when somebody doesn't agree to it, that's more suspicious. It works more against you.
Were
than
they
if you
lovers?
Were to take...
Is that the problem? Like, not in a rude way, but like, just, like, is that, is there something that, that wasn't yeah. wanting to be?
I definitely think Clint knows something.
He maybe knew the women.
If it was linked to some sort of organization, maybe he was being threatened and that's why he didn't want to talk. Possibly
threatened by aliens.
Yes, the alien mob.
The most like the alien mob,
mafia.
The alien mob.
There is a possibility that Brian might have completed suicide, just like the stress of school, the grief of his mother passing, stress of a serious relationship, even.
Yeah, yeah. And he may have purposely tried to like stay out of sight of like cameras or like tried to kind of sneak.
It still makes me wonder, like maybe Clint knew that Brian was planning something, and maybe again, that's why he didn't take the polygraph. But
I could see that, like him like being like, as my last wish, please don't.
Yeah, don't tell my family that I did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which maybe he didn't want to disappoint his dad and his brother.
Yeah. I hope not, just because, I mean, I just feel bad for everybody that struggles with mental health, obviously. Mm. I don't know. I think about that a lot.
I think the best case scenario is that the aliens did find him and they recruited him.
He's king.
And he's now
king of the aliens.
Yeah. Yep. He's running the whole thing.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that one too. I prefer that.
I think most likely though, Brian willingly disappeared, just everything becoming too much for him, and he's like, I'm gonna take off and live my real ambition of playing music like Jimmy Buffett.
Hey, I get it. He is Jimmy
living
Buffett.
Off the land.
He's replacing Jimmy, but not that anyone ever could, but he's
Margaritaville.
Yeah. Rising to
he ran
the
away
fortune.
To Margaritaville. That's our answer.
Yeah,
yes, that's what happened. Go.
He's having cheeseburgers in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reference I know to Jimmy Buffett. I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
Take It Back by Jimmy Buffett. Nautical Wheelers by Jimmy Buffett. Salone Plays the Drums by James
You're just showing
Buffett.
Off now.
I'm so sorry that I'm not educated.
As your Spotify open sidebar, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother and me for that line. Since Brian's disappearance, his father unfortunately passed away in 2008, leaving only his younger brother Derek alive. And in March of 2021, the FBI released an age-progressed photo of Brian. The Columbus police still have a tip line open for the case. As of 2014, they were still receiving at least 2 tips a month in regards to Brian's case.
Wow.
Which seems like a lot.
That's
for,
a lot.
Yeah, that's like, so
8 years later?
Yeah. Yeah, so people are still, yeah, that is very strange.
Yeah.
That almost makes me think, is he still alive?
You
like,
never know.
Because if people are continuing to give tips about, like, possibly, is it, like, sightings of him or just tips in general?
People are just making stuff up because they want attention. That's
that's fair.
Jumping on the bandwagon. The Brian bandwagon.
I hope that somehow the case is able to be closed and his family can have closure in some form.
I really hope Brian's brother gets closure someday.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happened to Brian, whether he disappeared on purpose or something crazy happened to him, or maybe it was aliens.
Maybe it was. Yeah. It's always
aliens.
It always comes back to aliens.
No one knows for sure how he disappeared into thin air, but hopefully this case will be closed soon.
This was Spectre Sisters. Spook you next time.
In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, my Lego. The slow build Lego show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego, my Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story.